Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Isaac Newton Institute podcast. My name is Dan Aspel, I'm the communications manager here. And today we are going to be talking about a very fascinating subject, which is the interaction between music and mathematics. And this particular podcast relates to a current program at the INI, which is bringing pure and applied analysis together via the Wiener-Hopf technique, its generalizations and applications. But my guest isn't strictly a participant on that program. She is married to a participant on that program. I'm joined by Tamara Kokilashvili.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for inviting me today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here, Tamara. And Tamara is a fascinating subject for this kind of conversation because your husband is a mathematician. You've grown up around mathematics, but you are a professional pianist.
Yes. I was very lucky to grow up in the family of mathematicians who loved music very much. And I noticed for my childhood this relationship between mathematics and music. Both way to discover the endless universe, which is very harmonic, and this is a big balance in our world, was to learn music and to touch a bit with mathematics too. Music was very important in my life, and I had great teachers who also, among them, legendary pianists. And I noticed that all of them, as parents, my parents learned me mathematically to come to this beautiful world, such as music and piano playing.
Well, that's a wonderful sentiment in there and something I'm really interested to talk to you about. Let's start at the beginning, because you mentioned the legendary figures. So you told me just before we started recording, you grew up in Tbilisi.
Yes.
In Georgia. Yes. And I'd love to hear about how you began to play the piano, what age, and the various people who inspired you as you began to learn.
Before I began piano to learn piano, to playing piano, my father often brought me to ballet performances, many chamber concerts. And I started at six to play piano, I was very lucky to have significant pianists, Georgian professors and pianists who learned me mastery of piano playing. And not only mastery, but I think this is related with mathematics also, how to discover this harmony, this balance in our life, in the world, how to be at peace with nature all the time. So this was very important for me, not only technique, but also philosophy of life and the way how to go to this goal of our life.
Is this something that you've realized in retrospect, or is that something which, as a six-year-old, you felt when you began to learn the piano?
The big influence of classical music was that time. I could hear great pianists and musicians. Mm. Later, I had chance to have master classes by legendary pianists and musicians also, such as Lev Naumov, Lazar Berman, also later Czech great pianist Baleniček, and also last time Gabriel Dagino, who is one of the greatest pianists of our time.
Mm. So. That must have been an interesting situation, because all of the names you just mentioned are from their origin comes from countries which were part of the former Soviet Union?
No.
No?
No. The first two, they were professors of Moscow Conservatory, mm-hmm. but my father, as mathematician, traveled much in many countries for conferences,
yeah.
and he could take me, and I had chance to play also at these conferences,
ah.
and this way was very important for me to discover new countries, new cultures, and to meet great musicians. I was lucky to meet Professor Paleniček, by the way, in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
In 1989, and to have master classes with him. So I played often for mathematicians. So, and this was for me also important because the mathematicians and scientists, I think they understand music best. Mm. Yes.
And when did you meet your husband?
I met my husband in 2001, but I knew about him that he was a very talented young man. We lived in same region of capital of Georgia, but personally I met him later, and I discovered that he loves music and understands very good. And without this understanding, maybe I couldn't marry him.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be incredibly important to you as a musician. You couldn't marry someone that had no love of music, obviously, because it's such a big
yes.
part of your life. I imagine I'm speaking on your behalf. But do you think that perhaps he felt the same about mathematics, that someone who didn't feel at least an appreciation of mathematics,
yeah.
he wouldn't be able to
yes.
bond with as
What
as
was
closely.
Important that... between us was the many similarities in thinking, in philosophy, in way how we lived before. I think this was thank of mathematics and music, because they are both not concrete but very abstract ways for. Go to this way, how I mentioned, to discover and to be in peace with nature and with universe.
Yeah, I can see. So it's a wonderful relationship that you're painting here, that both are ways of expression, self-expression, and both the ways of exploration of the gaining of knowledge and exploring the world, through one through mathematics and one through music. You have grown up with mathematicians and spent your married life with a mathematician. You yourself are not a mathematician, is that fair to say? So
yes,
what sort of level? I mean, bear in mind that you're speaking to someone that is very much not
I
a
learned, of course, in school the basics of mathematics, but unfortunately I didn't have time to practice because I practiced music that time very hardly, so I couldn't have... I think...
Could you have done that? Do you think you could have pursued mathematics? Would you have been interested to if you hadn't pursued music?
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I was interesting of... I forgot. I discovered some logic between the letters, or how to say...
Yeah,
letters.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember that time, and I was very happy. This was related with algebra, maybe.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So do you mean the letters which represent the notes?
Not notes, but just I counted. I discovered some logic how to multiply and how to... I don't remember very good.
But certainly, yeah, that sort of appreciation of the style of thinking that mathematics requires,
yes.
I suppose, yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about your love of music then? Because you've told me that you began learning at six and you had this wonderful influence from your family who, from a very young age it seems, made you familiar with the idea that mathematics and music share the same the kind of philosophy, I think is what we're saying, isn't it? But tell me about your passion for music? What do you love about playing the piano, and do you do it not just for practice? Do you do it for joy and relaxation? Tell me about what the piano means to you.
Yes, this begins from old times when I was 3 years old, maybe. I afraid it very much of wind, and my grandmother understood that this was before of my ears. I had very sensitive ears, so when I started to first I drawed much when I but then later I love to play, and I love to be with myself more with the instrument, and my mother is also mathematician and pianist, musician, okay. Yeah. Who played very good, and she taught me first years before the school, and after that I discovered that I love to perform before the audience. I loved music, to hear songs or folk songs, folk music. Georgian have very rich folk music as
yeah, and a very rich dance culture, I think. With
dance,
with, yeah.
But yes, but we have polyphonic music, which is one of the oldest in the world, and very interesting and very beautiful music. And I like church music, and operas, ballets, and chamber music. So. I like very much to play, and I enjoy to play and to express my feelings, my thoughts through music.
How wonderful. And at the moment we're here obviously at the Newton Institute in Cambridge, and you and your husband are staying here for quite an extended period because of the length of the program. And we were speaking a little bit before we started recording about the atmosphere of being in Cambridge. And in fact, you performed earlier this week, and you're going to send me the recording, and hopefully I can splice it into this podcast so that the listeners can hear you performing, which I'm very much excited about. So how are you finding your time in Cambridge?
I would like to express my special thanks to all organizers who gave me the chance to play in this amazing historical and legendary place. I could imagine to play in one of the oldest chapel, such is Corpus Christi, Chapel of Corpus Christi College. This was amazing and unforgettable experience for me. I choose a special program for this concert, which was Bach, who was very religious composer, and means for all musicians and all people in the world, means much for also non-musicians. I enjoyed this amazing town and amazing culture, universities, nature, people, students, and I met here very kind and wonderful people. So I'm very happy to be here, and
I'm sure they're very thankful that you're here as
well.
Thank
you very much for this opportunity.
As I say, I'm sure the feeling was more than mutual, because I'm sure that there was a great appreciation for the concert which you gave.
Yes. Unfortunately, I can't express my feelings with words.
Well, your English is considerably better than my Georgian.
Thank you.
Interestingly, I know that Georgian is a language which is relatively unrelated to those around it, and obviously it has its own alphabet as well, which I think is only used in a very limited sphere. Yes. So it's an amazing thing to be able to come from a language so aside. And I mean, I'm presuming that you not only speak English, but you must have a grounding in other languages as well, as so many people that travel internationally do. So no, thank you very much for expressing yourself so clearly in our language.
Thank you very much. Sorry for my English.
No, please don't apologise for a moment. So it's been a real pleasure speaking to you, Tamara. And as I say, we'll hopefully edit in a little bit of your playing now, so we can all enjoy hearing you express that love of music and mathematics through the piano.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so thank you. It's been a pleasure. You.